In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni, Sancti Spiritus, repletum cod apid inime tuia moris, in his inima accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabuntur. Oremus Deus, qui corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus, illus et acquisti da nobis in eodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudere, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Regina prophetarum. Nos cum prole pia.
Benedicat Virgo Maria.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have to understand that our Blessed Lady, the Mother of Jesus, always precedes her Divine Son. It was already this way at the first coming of our Lord. We think of this mystery during this holy season of Advent. But so it will be at his second coming. She will be the woman in the apocalypse who will prepare his ways, his pathways for him. And as the woman close with the Son, she will battle, so to speak, a last fight of decision against the powers of hell, against Satan himself. And she herself said so in Fatima. But to her elect, to her children, she will say the word, come. And she will be the gate which leads into eternal life. At this meditation, we should meditate about what St. John sees in the Apocalypse in chapter 12. Verses 1 to 18. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. In being with child she cried, travailing in birth, and was in pain to be delivered. And there was seen another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 diadems. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered, that when she should be delivered, he might devour her son. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with an iron rod, and her son was taken up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God, that there should feed her 1,260 days. And there was a great battle in heaven. Michael and his angel fought with the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent who is called the devil and Satan, who seduces the whole world, and he was cast under the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. Because the accuser of our brethren is cast forth, who accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. They loved not their lives unto death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you that dwell therein, woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman who brought forth the man child. And there were given to the woman two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the desert, unto her place, where she is nourished for a time and times, in a half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth after the woman water, as it were a river, that he might cause her to be carried away by the river. And the earth held the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the river where the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was angry against the woman, and went to make war with the rest of her seed, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And he stood upon the sand of the sea. What St. John describes here in the Apocalypse, actually we are living right now through. It is the great battle, the great fight, namely the last fight, which will be a decisive one, between Satan himself and the woman in the Apocalypse. In Our Blessed Lady, through her mediation, through her graces, through her gifts and help, and the operation of the Holy Ghost, will form the apostles of the latter days. And Saint Louis Grignon de Montfort speaks about it. And he will speak in his Treatise of the True Devotion about it. I gave you the text, there are 10 numbers in which he talks about these end times, and admonish you to really penetrate his writings. I will give you for tonight and for tomorrow another thought. In the chapter 12 of the Apocalypse, written and seen by St. John, says following in verses 12: Woe to the earth and to the sea. The same, almost the same words Our Blessed Lady herself used at her apparition in 1846 in Lazaret. And I will read few passages later on, in few moments, taken from the secret of Lazaret. It's impossible time-wise to read to you all. But the entire scene is this: Maximin and Melanie are in the mountains with the animals. with the herd of animals, and suddenly, there are much more details to it, suddenly they see a woman sitting on a rug and having her head in her hands and weeping. And they're actually afraid. And they actually thought that the woman did flee from her husband. But when the children approach her, our blessed lady, the beautiful lady, will get up, cross her arms over her breast, and say, "Come, my children, fear not. I am here to proclaim great news to you." And then, these soft and sweet words made me go, Melanie says, closer to her. And when I was up close to the beautiful lady, she says, in front of her, to her right, she began to speak. And from her beautiful eyes, tears also started to flow. And she says, "Follow me. If my people do not wish to submit themselves, I am forced to let go of the hand of my son. It is so heavy and weighs me down so much, I can no longer keep hold of it. I have suffered all of the time for the rest of you. If I do not wish my son to abandon you, I must take it upon myself to pray for this continually. And the rest of you think little of this. In vain you will pray. In vain you will act. You will never be able to make up for the troubles I have taken over for the rest of you. I gave you 6 days to walk. I kept the seventh for myself, and no one wishes to grant it to me. This is what weighs down the arm of my son so much. Those who type cards cannot speak without putting the name of my son in the middle. These are the 2 things which weigh down the arm of my son so much. If the harvest is spoiled, it is only because of the rest of you. I made you see this last year with the potatoes, who took little account of this. It is quite the opposite when you found bad potatoes, you swore oaths, and you include the name of my son. They will continue to go bad. At Christmas, there will be none left." And a little later on, she entrusted what is called the secret to Melanie, which was done by permission for Blessed Lady, by her express command, published, made public in 1858, the year of the apparition in Lourdes. And I will just read few things to you. "Priests, my sons, ministers, priests by their evil life, by their irreverences and their impiety in celebrating the holy mysteries, love of money, love of honor and pleasures, priests have become sewers of impurity. Yes, priests call forth vengeance, and vengeance is suspended over their heads. Woe to priests and to persons consecrated to God, who by their infidelities and their evil life are crucifying my son anew. The sins of persons consecrated to God cry to heaven and call for vengeance. And now here is vengeance at their very doors, for no longer is anyone found to beg mercy and pardon for people. There are no more generous souls. There is now no one worthy of offering the spotless victim to eternal on the world's behalf. And then she goes on explaining the coming punishments in the different countries, particularly France. She talks about Pius IX. And then a little later on she says, in the year 1864, Lucifer, together with a great number of devils, will be loosed from hell. Little by little, they will abolish the faith, and that even in persons consecrated to God, they will so blind them that with our special grace these persons will take on the spirit of these evil angels. A number of religious houses will lose the faith entirely and cause many souls to be damned. Later on, she will talk following, she will say following. And she talks particularly about the end of times, the coming of the Antichrist. Tremble, earth, and you who profess to serve Jesus Christ, voluntarily you adore yourself, tremble, for God will hand you over to his enemy, because the holy places are a state of corruption. Many convents are no longer houses of God, but pastures of Asmodeus and his own. It will be at this time that the Antichrist will be born of a Hebrew nun, a false virgin who will be in communication with the ancient serpent, master of impurity. His father will be a bishop. At birth he will vomit blasphemies. He will have teeth, in a word, this will be the devil incarnate. He will utter terrifying cries. He will work wonders. He will live only on impurities. He will have brothers who, although not incarnate, devils like himself, will be children of evil. At the age of 12, they will be noted for the valiant victories they will win. Soon they will each be at the head of armies, assisted by legions from hell. Then she will say, the demons of the air, together with the Antichrist, will work great wonders on the earth and in the air, and man will become even more perverted. God will take care of his faithful servants and men of good will. The gospel will be preached everywhere. All peoples and all nations will have knowledge of the truth. I addressing a pressing appeal to the earth. I call upon the true disciples of the God living and reigning in the heavens. I call upon the true imitators of Christ made men, the one true Savior of men. I call upon my children, my true devotees, those who have given themselves to me. Very important, this phrase. She is talking here about those who consecrate themselves to her, that I may lead them to my divine Son, those whom I bear as it were in my arms, those who have lived in my spirit. Finally, I call upon the apostle of the latter times. This phrase is also very interesting, since you will find it in the writings of St. Louis Quinio de Montfort. The faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, who have lived in contempt of the world and of themselves, in poverty and humility, in contempt and silence, in prayer and mortification, in chastity in union with God, in suffering and unknown to the world. It is time for them, she says, to emerge and come enlighten the earth. Go, show yourself to be my dear children. I am with you and in you, provided your faith is the light enlightening you in these evil times. May your zeal make you famished for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. To battle, children of light, you the few who see thereby for the time of times, the end of ends is at hand. The church will be eclipsed. The world will be in consternation. But there are Henoch and Elias. They will preach with the power of God, and men of good will believe in God, and many souls will be comforted. They will make great progress by virtue of the Holy Ghost and will condemn the diabolical errors of the Antichrist. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth! There will be bloody wars and famines, plagues and contagious diseases. There will be frightful showers of animals, thunders which will demolish cities, earthquakes which will engulf countries, voices will be heard in the air, men will beat their heads against the walls, they will call on death, yet death will constitute their torment. Blood will flow on all sides. You could overcome if God, who could overcome if God doesn't shorten the time of trial? Add the blood, tears, and prayers of the righteous, God will relent. Henoch and Elias will be put to death. Pagan Rome will disappear. The fire of heaven will fall and consume three cities. The whole universe will be struck with terror, and many will allow themselves to be seduced because they didn't adore the true Christ living in their midst. It is time. The sun is darkening. Faith alone will survive. The time is at hand. The abyss is opening. He is the king of the kings of darkness. He is the beast with his subjects, calling itself the savior of the world. In pride he will rise skyward to go up to heaven. He will be stifled by the breath of St. Michael the Archangel. He will fall in the earth, which for 3 days will be in constant change, will open its fiery bosom. He will be plunged forever with all his followers into hell's eternal castle. Then water and fire will purify the earth and consume all the works of man's pride, and everything will be renewed. God will be served and glorified. In a similar way, but in a different way, our Blessed Lady presented herself as the woman in the Apocalypse at Fatima at the last apparition on October 13, 1917, with the sun dancing 3 times, and then 7,000 people saw the spectacle of the sun, and then it seemed the sun falls upon the earth. And everybody would fall on their knees and would ask God for mercy, would be sorry for their sins and so forth. But what's important, that she will prepare the way for the Lord, for his second coming, but before she will fight this final battle with the devil. She will play a major role with the apostle of the latter times. She will play a major role when the Antichrist falls. And then, her immaculate heart will triumph. And then, will happen, what she said at the closing of the secret of Lazarette. Everything will be renewed. God will be served and glorified. And this through the powerful intercession of the Queen of Prophets. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Exaud nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti descendat super vos et Maria semper.
Amen.